Hello and welcome to Kayncast, a podcast that provides commentary on the economy and financial markets by the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management Team.
Hello, this is Ben Falcone, Managing Director with Kayne Anderson Rudnick. And with me today, I have John Christensen, Portfolio Manager of the KAR Midcap Core Strategy. Welcome back, John. John, market returns were under pressure in the first quarter with exuberance for deregulation, pro-market policies, and Fed rate cuts at the end of 2024, turning to growth fears, inflation persistence, and with the implementation of a protectionist strategy and tariffs. Can you speak about how this particular strategy performed in the first quarter, both on an absolute and relative basis?
Yes, you are correct that the Russell Midcap Index in Q1 2025 was under some pressure, down about 3.4%. Recall that January was for the most part good until the DeepSeek news came out on the 23rd and started creating doubt and weakness in the equity markets, led mainly by tech names, including some of the original Mag 7. And the volatility has only gotten more severe as the talk of tariffs has entered the investment world full force, as well as the cocktail conversation vernacular. Recall that we seek to build and design our portfolios to withstand downside risk in these times of volatility and the unknown. Those investors who quickly move in and out of markets are being whipsawed in both directions and taking on large trading costs and more risk as a result. While our portfolio can be subject to the ups and downs of the market, we tend to do so with a much smoother ride versus the broader market. That's really what happened in Q1 for the Midcap Core portfolio. While the overall portfolio was down, the Russell Midcap Index was down 3.4% in the quarter. After an up January, which was then followed by February and March being down over 2.8% and almost 4.6% respectively. So the downside protection our portfolios provide was there this quarter. Technology, consumer discretionary, and industrials were the sectors that suffered the highest losses during the quarter. Lower quality trailed higher quality across the board in various metrics. This, combined with strong stock selection in industrials, helped with our relative performance versus the benchmark.
John, can you discuss a few of the portfolio holdings that were key contributors and detractors to performance for the first quarter?
In terms of top contributors to the portfolio in the quarter, they were Brown & Brown, Heiko, W.R. Berkley, Teledyne, and Domino's Pizza. More on Heiko. Double-digit organic growth in Flight Support Group and electronics, driven by a solid aftermarket part demand, has led to margin growth as well. In terms of names that detracted the most, they were West Pharmaceutical, Ross Stores, Align Technology, Bentley Systems, and Pentair. A little more on West. West reported good results to end the year, but issued guidance that was well below consensus expectations. Part of this was continued destocking, which still needs to run its course in the generics market. Part was the strong growth in the innovative auto injectors, which is having a negative impact on gross margins as the company needs to reinvest in automation to improve efficiency. Finally, the company also decided to stop contract manufacturing for two customers it was not earning a strong enough return on. We view this as a beneficial in the long run, though painful in the short term.
John, can you discuss the impact of tariff policies on the strategy in particular, including any companies that are specifically impacted and your expectations for how quality businesses will manage this going forward?
Yes, that, as I said, but kind of before, the topic du jour that is creating ongoing uncertainty and volatility in the markets that we have not seen for some time. So when we have a large external impact on the economy like this, it tends to create the uncertainty we have seen and ergo the extreme movements we have also experienced. We strive to find businesses that have a solid competitive advantage and compelling customer proposition where they can sustain pricing power while possessing the scale in the business through diverse supply chain options and a low capital expenditure model that is not as reliant on heavy manufacturing as other companies. When we have disruptions to the market, such as COVID, corporate tax hikes, Fed rate decisions, etc. It becomes a test case for many stocks and the affirmation or refutation of their business models under stress. We believe we have built our portfolios to withstand these negative moments on a relative basis to the market. The soundness and consistency of our companies is what we focus on. This most recent quarter, we believe, has demonstrated this.
John, has the first quarter given you any pause on growth expectations for the companies in the portfolio for 2025 and beyond, and why?
Yeah, before the more recent volatility in both policy and market, I would have had more confidence in the ongoing earnings growth for the market in 2025. However, taking into account recent events, the level of uncertainty has been increased substantially due to the forces taking place that could negatively impact consumer demand. Many companies may hold back on financial forecasts for the shorter term as things play out. But we have confidence that our companies should see less volatility, even in the short run, therefore mitigating stock price variation. There are still many external forces that could impact the larger one, the Fed being one, but we continue to operate under the presumption that our stocks have business models that have a sustainable competitive advantage where they achieve above average industry profits in good and bad economic times. This, again, is where our focus is.
John, lastly, where do you feel most optimistic going forward?
So our optimism lies in our confidence in the companies we invest in, that we can find new businesses as well as monitor existing ones that have the attributes that we have discussed today. These volatile markets do provide us opportunities to find new companies that have suffered under the overall market downturn, but do not reflect the same issues that more lower quality names may have. We play the long game when it comes to our businesses, and we believe that our investment philosophy of buying high quality companies is the way to invest over time.
John, as always, thanks for taking the time to provide your insight to our Canecast listeners.
You've just listened to Canecast. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Spotify. For more of our investing insights, head over to our website, www.cane.com. Canecast is the official podcast series of Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management, CAR. This material is provided as a matter of general information and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast or research. The opinions expressed herein are those of the speakers and are not necessarily the opinions of CAR or its affiliates, are current as of the date and time of the recording, and are subject to change at any time due to changes in market or economic conditions. The information and opinions contained in this material are derived from proprietary and non-proprietary sources deemed by CAR to be reliable and are not necessarily all-inclusive. CAR does not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of this information. This communication should not be construed as an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any security. Individuals should consult with a qualified financial professional before making any investment decisions. Reliance upon information in this material is at the sole discretion of the listener. To the extent any performance is discussed, past performance is not indicative of future results.